It's a mysterious-looking old home on a hill which overlooks Highway 101 on the outskirts of Santa Maria. You've probably seen it. Tens of thousands of people pass the dilapidated, vacant two-story farmhouse west of the 101 every day. The house is a slice of the Santa Maria Valley's history dating back to the 1870s.
Well, it was built by the Smith family. They were very active folks in the community. William Smith had the house originally, and his granddaughter still lives here locally. He did some oil speculation and lost the house as part of his misadventures. It was purchased by the Enoses. To us here at the Historical Society, it's the Smith House.
Lucinda Rancic is director of the Santa Maria Valley Historical Society's museum.
It's been vacant for a really long time, and there used to be some barns and some other outbuildings. It was a farmhouse, and all that area around there was farmland. That land's been farmed by leases by many people from, you know, the Smiths, the Enoses, the Rices, a lot of different folks. And, of course, over the distance of time, more and more of that area has gone commercial. They used to be a long way outside of town. You know, the town virtually stopped at Stoll.
And the town basically just grew out to the house.
Absolutely. Well, or beyond, if you want to think about it in that way.
Now, the house on the hill that's been a familiar sight for people using Highway 101 since the highway was built in 1962 is moving. In fact, if all goes according to plan, by Friday afternoon, the landmark will be gone from its longtime perch. The 100-plus acre hilltop location near Betteravia Road is going to be home to a new commercial development, which will include a Costco store and a number of auto dealerships. But the house will be preserved. The developers are going to move the Enos house down the hill to the edge of the development, where it will be the centerpiece of a new 7-acre City of Santa Maria park.
We had been working with the family for about the last probably 8 years on the house, even before the development project that's going in now was even conceived, because we felt it was an important element of preserving some of the agricultural pioneer family component of the city's history.
Alex Posada is the City of Santa Maria's Recreation and Parks Department Director.
The plan is to restore the house to as close to its original condition as we can, and then use the grounds around the house as a location where people can have events. Maybe we'll do concerts or weddings or something like that. The actual house itself, as far as the interior renovation goes, that's something that we've talked to groups like the Historical Society about assisting us in coming up with a plan.
It could take several years to complete the park and Enos House restoration projects because of the funding issues involved. Glenn Battles, whose family was one of the Santa Maria Valley's founding families, says the house is an important slice of the region's history.
That house and a couple of other houses in Santa Maria are the last of the old founding fathers of the valley from their old ranch houses. It's a preservation of the house itself, and a preservation of part of our founding fathers of the valley when they first come here in 1868 through 1870.
Lucinda Rancic with the Santa Maria Valley Historical Society.
It's really kind of the last farmhouse that's available for this sort of restoration. So there is a big attachment to the house because it represents a piece of our history that doesn't really exist in any other way.
The historic house is already up on wheels. The big move, which will be a little under a mile, is set to take place Friday morning. Rancic says the reality is the city is changing, but she's happy the historic house won't be lost in the changes.
To see this house nestled down and amongst all of that, I think will be a breath of fresh air. We certainly love our history here in Santa Maria, but if there's one thing we've learned, that time marches on and Santa Maria isn't a cozy, quiet little backwoods community.
Lance Orozco, KCLU News.